Third parak of the Zohar, first Mishnah. Zov v'ator shel Yoshua v'Sfina. A person was Tomei Zov, and a Torah person sat in a boat. Or v'azda, a raft. Oshiyachel Gabi Hema, the two of them sat on a road, an animal. Abishem b'gdehem noyim, even though the clothing is not touching one another. Harei elo t'meim midras. We said before that in order for something to come to midras, one of the ways it could come to midras is if the tummy person put his weight on top of this kli, this beggar, this garment, even though he didn't directly touch it. So here we have a chiddush. They're both on the boat, and sometimes one guy is down, another guy is up, and sometimes another guy is up. So Mimela, since there's at times that the taller person is the down guy and the Tommy person is the up guy, so that's considered that the upper person is being supported by the bottom one, and Mimela, the clothing of the bottom one also become Tommy midges. Yoshu al Haneser, or al Safsav, they sat on a beam on a bench. Al Goshu Shomita, a frame of a bed. Al Achlunis, or some other type of wooden thing that doesn't move around. Zmanche Margirim. So if the situation over here is that these things they're sitting on is that it's a weak thing and it does move around. When one sits on it, it causes the other side to move. Then we have the same concept as I had before, that the weight of one is pushing up the other one. And the male, that's considered that his garments of the lower one are the midras. Olo be'ilan shekoich haraf, they climb up a tree, which is a weak tree, which also gets bent by the fact that there's someone climbing on each side, or sitting on each side. Our gear says Besuka, another gear says Beshucha, which is a branch of a tree, Shekoi Chara, that is weak, that when one sits on it also affects the position of the branch, clap in respect to the other person. Shekoi Chara, Be'ilon Yofi. If they're both sitting on a branch, which is weak, even if the tree is strong, but since the branch is weak, one affects the other's position. A small ladder which is not nailed into place. It's a ramp or a beam. And a door. When they're not cemented into place, so they also move around. To name all these situations, since the bottom one affects the top one, it's considered the top one is some way leaning or being supported by the bottom one, and the bottom one and his clothing become tummy. Rabbi Yehuda is Matah in these situations.